This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Kay Campbell is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She woke up humming.
Curling out of the mist from the River Rhine 1,000 years ago, the whiffs of a mystical song drew me out of sleep today. In principio, in the beginning. The work comes from Ordo Virtutum, the Virtuous Order, a sacred opera written by Hildegard von Bingen and first performed by the nuns in her Benedictine abbey back when knights still roamed the Black Hills. The nuns sang the roles of 16 virtues, and Volmar, Hildegard's male secretary, played this devil, a screaming, screeching part that sings no music, harmony being, in Hildegard's theology, a vehicle for transporting beings close to the gates of paradise itself. Hildegard herself would probably be glad to know that a song of hers, uncurled and hummed to waken me in time for matins, the early morning lauds of prayer she herself kept every day of her life, since she was 8 anyway, that's when her wealthy father fulfilled his vow of thanksgiving for a military victory by giving her, his 10th child, over to a nun to be raised for a life in the church. Hildegard had already been a sickly child, experiencing visions from an early age. Visions, was that maybe epilepsy or schizophrenia? Asks a postmodern science-oriented person. No, insists the believer, it was visions sent by God. Why else would celestial streams of light cross over Hildegard's bed at the hour of her death? Who's to say whether what we've measured as mental illness couldn't be incipient forms of transcendence? Hildegard was mystic, scientist, gadfly, theologian, proto-feminist, roving preacher, poet, herbal leader, artist, and musician, and, since October 2012, an official saint and doctor of the Catholic Church. Her poetry, visions, and music sing to us from her own dark age into this diabolically cacophonous dark age where we, much like her peers, think we know so much. Beamed into our day, Hildegard would likely look around and assess that not much has changed. Religious people still applaud war and torture, as long as it's torture for our own, thus righteous, side. The institutional clergy still harass independent ministers like her. The masses continue to regard faith with some indifference in good times and fervent superstition in bad. And there's an explosion of advances in science, healing, architecture, engineering, the arts, business, and communication with foreigners, just as there was in her day. I expect Hildegard would pronounce our delusions as different only in detail from the dominant delusions of her own day. Here, she'd say, let me give you a vision. Listen. Through the chaos shines the eternal, otherworldly light, beckoning earthlings to hum with each other and with the earth itself in a joyful, harmonious, virtuous order. Can you hear it?
Soprano Kay Campbell is a mild-mannered reporter for the Huntsville Times by day and learns divine music by night as a member of the Huntsville Master Chorale. You can hear the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.
Easter.